Thanks, Tom. So jumping into this, we started looking at this. This is actually two different trials I'm going to present data on. The first one is actually a graduate student, Corey Vineyards, part of his master's project, and we want to determine how pre-emerge herbicides might impact the performance of at-planting fungicide seed treatments. And we're wanting to know, because with resistant weeds, there are being more pre-emerge herbicides being applied, and we are seeing maybe an interaction or a reduction in some of the seed treatment efficacy. So this first trial, we looked at three different seed treatments, Apron Max, Dynasty, and Trilex Advance. And Apron Max is not labeled for use in cotton, but again, this was a master's student project. We wanted to make sure we're getting results, and Apron Max was kind of known to probably be the weaker of the three treatments. I do want to point out Dynasty and Trilex both have a strobilurin component. The azoxystrobin component in Dynasty, and the trifloxystrobin component, and the azoxystrobilurin component is actually at a higher amount in the Dynasty, which I think you'll see in the results why that's important. These seeds, it was Phygin 375 in 2013 and Phygin 333 were treated in 2014. 2 pounds of each variety were treated using a seed treater, pictured in the upper right-hand corner. Fungicide was diluted to 10 milliliters total volume, and seed was spun for 3 minutes, allowed to dry, and an insecticide seed treatment was applied to all seed each year. And then the herbicides that we looked at were Reflex, Cotteran, and Dual Magnum. And again, we want to point out Reflex is not labeled for use as a post-planting pre-emerge application, which we did not use it. We did use it post-planting and as a pre-emerge. And again, wanting to put the most stress on these seed treatments to see the results. This was a 4x4 factorial design, 4 replicates, randomized complete lock design. And again, on the left, you have the fungicide seed treatments listed, and then on the right, the pre-emerge herbicides listed. And again, so the Cotteran by itself is treatment 2, and then treatment 3, Cotteran plus Reflex, treatment 4, Cotteran plus Dual. And again, these are kind of upper-end rates of the pre-emerge herbicides that aren't unrealistic to some degree, as some growers that are really fighting resistant glyphosate-resistant pigweed might go to this extent to spray some of these weeds and try to get rid of them. This was conducted at the Research and Education Center in Milan. The seeding rate, 4 seeds per foot. Plot size, 4 rows by 35 feet. And there was 3 different planting dates. 2013, 1 planting date, May 14th. And 2014, we had an early and what we say late planting date. Rhizoctonia inoculum infested sorghum seed was used at planting in furrow to inoculate all 4 rows in 2013 and the early planting of 2014. But that late planting of 2014 did not receive inoculum. And herbicides were applied the day of or the day after planting, and Roundup or Gramoxone were also sprayed over the entire test as burn downs. So definitely, we knew weather would be a big player in this, as it is in seedling disease in general. And so looking at the cumulative DD60s across the 3 different planting dates, you can see the darker line, 2014, the later planting, definitely had higher DD60s overall, followed by the 2014 overall, the early planting, and then 2014 late planting, the 2013 planting in general. But if you look at just the 0 to 5 days after planting, so that's the day of planting and 5 days after, the total of DD60s, which has been identified as a critical period for weather to affect seedling disease, that's where you really see that early planting in 2014 was quite cold with only 12 DD60s. So just looking at the graph in this area, you see that flat line of the 2014 early planting. And then also, of course, moisture, the other big component in seedling diseases. Again, looking at it cumulatively from 5 days before planting to 14 days after planting. And that's where you can see that, again, that 2014 early planting, that five-day window after planting was really a wet period where we got a big spike of rain, 3.26 inches, where the other the previous plantings or the two other planting dates had relatively drier conditions. So, and just an illustration, that early planting date in 2014, very stark differences just looking in the field. Here on the left, you have no seed treatment applied. We had very, very reduced stem reduction, as you'll see in some tables coming up. Apron Max, which was, of course, the weaker of all the seed treatments, you still see stem reduction, but still a stark difference between the two. And an aerial photograph taken from a drone. Again, where you're seeing no cotton would be the untreated or non-treated seed area, followed by areas that have very little cotton, or that is that Apron Max treatment. So looking at some of the results and data collected, the final stand counts calculated out for plants per acre. For fungicide seed treatment, in all years, this was statistically significant, with the untreated seed having the lowest stand counts. And again, that 2014 early planting, again, that drastic seed or stand count difference. Due to that weather. And then as you increase 2013, all the seed treatments performed equally well. When we get up into 2014, you do start to see where Dynasty CST came out on top for 2014, that early planting. And then in the late planting in 2014, the Dynasty and Charlotte's Advanced came out on top. We did not have any significant effect on stand count by the pre-emerge herbicides, and no interactions between fungicide and pre-emerge herbicides were found. Looking at vigor ratings on a scale of 0 to 5, the higher the rating, the better the vigor. Again, significance are bolded where in 2013, in the early planting 2014, fungicide seed treatment had an effect on vigor. Again, no treatment had the lowest vigor, and then increasing to, again, usually Dynasty CST had the highest vigor. We did have some effect on vigor from the pre-emerge herbicides in 2013 and the later planting of 2014, with the Cotteran dual reducing vigor and slightly less Cotteran, and the Reflex also slightly reducing vigor compared to plots that did not receive any pre-emerge herbicide. But again, no interaction between fungicide seed treatment or pre-emerge herbicide was found. And then just to show that we weren't having an interaction or any effect by thrips on the trial, all the years 2013 or 2014, although in 2013 Cruiser thimethoxam was the insecticide seed treatment used, and 2014 Gaucho was used, but it didn't make a difference in this trial. We did not have any effect in our immature thrips numbers due to fungicide seed treatment or the pre-emerge herbicide. And of course, no interactions were found. And then yield, we also saw that, again, that 2014 early planting date, of course, that can be really correlated back to that stand reduction. Where the lowest yield was in the non-treated seed, followed by the Apron Max treatment, and then the Dynasty and Trilex had the highest yield. And in the other planting dates, 2013 and the late 2014 planting date, we did have an effect on yield on the pre-emerge herbicides, Again, the similar to the Vigor, the Cotteran Dual did seem to reduce yield slightly, most likely due to some of the injury, again, shown in that Vigor reduction, and slightly by the Cotteran Reflex. Again, though, no interaction between the fungicide and herbicide treatments were observed. So the second trial I want to talk on is actually the National Cotton Council Seedling Disease Trial that was conducted in 2013 and 2014. And they are slightly different treatments between these 2 years. The first treatment, there's an untreated check, of course, and then the first treatment is what we kind of just call the base fungicide treatment in 2013. It was Spera, Vortex, and Allegiance. And in 2014, it was the same base treatment, but plus Evergold Prime. And then each of the following treatments build on that first treatment. So treatment two is the same as treatment one, plus Evergold Extend and an extra shot of Allegiance. Treatment two in 2014, again, was the same as treatment one, plus Evergold Extend. And then the last treatment was the same as treatment two, plus Aris in both studies. And the herbicide in 2013 that was used was 40 ounces per acre of Cotteran. And then in 2014, we went to 32 ounces of Cotteran and plus 32 ounces of Caprol, which these are, high rates of these products, but really not usually something that usually causes much injury on the plant. This trial was conducted at the West Tennessee Research and Education Center in Jackson, which is about 40 minutes just south of the Milan Research and Education Center that the previous study was conducted at. This is a split block design with the herbicide as the main plot, and then seed treatments, and then inoculum as subplots, because the inoculum in this trial was actually only applied to the right two rows of each of the four row plots. Each treatment replicated four times in a randomized complete block design. Again, seed rate, four seeds per foot, four rows by 30 feet were the plot size, two planting dates, and these planting dates are earlier than the other trials. The last week in April, April 24th, and May 5th in 2004. So again, looking at DD60s, between these 2 years at this location, you really didn't have a difference between the 2 years, but in general, compared to that other study, we have very low ending DD60s, again, just because of the earlier planting dates in this trial compared to the other trial. And then looking at the cumulative precipitation, the big difference again, expanding that window from the 5 days before planting up to 3 days after planting is where you see the big difference. Again, 2013 was very wet with almost 5 inches of rain. In 2004, only about a half inch. And so with this, no interactions were found with the pre-emerge herbicide between either years. In 2013, it was significant, the fungicide treatment was, again, as you'd expect, untreated seed had the lowest stand count, with all seed treatments increasing stand count. And then in 2014, there was an interaction between inoculation and fungicide seed treatment. Most likely, we didn't see that interaction in 2013 because even where we didn't inoculate, we had the right environment for the natural inoculum out there to take effect. And so as expected, where we inoculated and had no treatment had the lowest stand count, followed by the untreated where we did not inoculate. And again, all the seed treatments did increase stand count over the untreated checks. And then just looking at yield in this study, 2013, again, as expected, it follows kind of that trend of stand count. The Aris did give us a little bit more of a bump over the other two, most likely because of the controlling of thrips. And in 2014, I had the Evergold Extend and Aris came out on top, and we did have significance between inoculated and non-inoculated as expected too, where inoculating with the Rhizoctonia did reduce yield. Again, no significant herbicide interaction or effects in the second trial at all were seen. So in conclusion, fungicide seed treatments statistically increased plant stands in 5 of the 5 tests that we conducted in 2013 and 2014, and dramatically increased yield 3 out of 5 of those tests, with, of course, the Dynast CCST, Trilix Advanced on top, followed by Vapor Max, and then untreated at the bottom. Similarly, the Aris followed by Evergold Extend, and then the Evergold Prime plus the base or base alone, you know, was still better than the untreated. And the strobilurin components in the Dynasty, Trilix, and then the Evergold Extend provided probably the improved control of the rhizoctonia to give them those advantage over the other treatments in the untreated check. No interactions were found between the fungicide seed treatments and the pre-emerge herbicide, so I think there's very rare cases that there might be some interaction. Where we did have some effects, you know, some of the fungicide seed effects may be masking any of the interaction that might be there. But I think in general, we're not seeing that many interactions in what we've looked at over 2 years. But the Cotteran dual and the Cotteran reflex, to a lesser extent, did negatively affect vigor, as well as the Cotteran plus dual decreased yield in 2 of the 3 tests in that first trial I showed. With that, I'd like to thank the National Cotton Council, the Seedling Disease Committee in particular, as well as Cotton Incorporated, Bayer Crop Science, as well as the UT Research and Education Centers. And if I have any time left, I'd be happy to take a minute.
You've got time for one question.
All right.